Tuesday night, I believe, yeah. Or with Tesvov Shvat. Okay. Okay, so we're learning the Tzoyis. The Tzoyis had a few chidushim here in the Indian of Simonim D'Oraisa of the Rabbanon. We'll start from the paragraph. We'll go quickly again over the paragraph. It was a Nirul and the Yitzhak Yashiv Divi Rambam. Shekosav. Okay, he has the Rambam that says, Oshinerag Vlohikiru Ponov, a dead person. There's no tzvi assigned. They don't recognize him. Avalam Hoyulahim Simona Mufokim Bagufo. Bukhalelu Advorim. Simona Mufokim, he calls them. Okay, let's go. We'll see what Simona Mufokim means in a moment. Over Zichro, and he's gone, he doesn't contact anyone, time goes by, Yordan L'Nachla Beidusa L'Nachla B'Shem Masiyan Ishto, so you can go into the Yerusha and give out the Yerusha to the Yorushim, but the woman can't get married yet, and the Rambam comes up with this reason, Shani Yoimelech Miru B'Dvar Mele Rakam Be'Issachoris. Sounds like it's Midrabbanon, that you don't follow these simonim, midrabbanon, that's what it sounds like from the Rambam, because it's an issachoris. The dvar of nirin tzmu and ma'od, very strange the Rambam at first glance, the habishas mashma, the goyilo midiraisa, that it's a problem because it's not diraisa. Moshom, Gershom, Begmor, Lamadiyam, Simonim, Drabbanon, Eich, Marzir, and Aveda, Besimin, Vomer, Mishom, Takanto. And the whole simonim is the rabbanon. When kein eich kosov the lechmiru b'simen ela but they yisakares. Like it sounds like a special chumrah. We hold that a simen is not a good enough raya by yisurim. Why does Rambam? Let's say the Rambam comes up with a special reason why he's not masi yisishto. Lekel mem the mayer b'simen muvuk biyoser.
The way in kein eich kosov the lechmiru discuss.
I'm looking for it inside of Yom Kain. Yeah, Ech Kosov the Lechmiru B'Simen Elam Ne'Yisakores. If you say Simonim Derabonon, that means it's not enough. It's not good enough to be Matir and Isha. But the Rambam makes it sound like a special Din Derabonon. Really, it is enough, and the Rabonon is not enough. And he comes up with this new idea of Yisakores. The Gemara just says it's Simonim Derabonon, so you can't. You can't be Matir and Isser. It's only Midrabbanon, the Simon. So how could you be Matir and Isser? You can give back a Veda because the moment is Hefkabesh and Hefkar, but you can't be Matir and Isser. Midrabbanon is Masmer is a special din that you can't be, that they were Machmir, but they Isser Chorus. The Lekalamayim and Demayer be Simon Muvuk Vyoser. What we call, what we know as Simon Muvuk. The Bazafi the Begazisha Anu Matirim, because there's no such din. The woman can get married if you give a simon muvik in the dead husband. Okay, Mayer b'simon emtsoi, what we call simon benoni. L'fim ha'shikosafti, nireh, di boi yashom above mitziya, v'adai boi lo midi araisa. Ukedom b'usham, heichem achzir na'veda b'simon. The discussion in the Gemara is taka on the araisa level. The Gemara says, how can you give back an aveda b'simon if simonim's the rabbonon? That's what the pasuk is talking about. You see, it's the Araita level. The question of the Gemara is if it's enough of a proof that he's not lying. You suspect he's lying. So we have to. It has to serve as a raya that he's telling the truth. So that, and that's what the Gemara is discussing. Avol hechadas simonim emes vadei mahani simonim natora. But if that's not the issue, if the issue is only identification, whether it is an identification, not does it prove that the guy belongs to the guy, does it prove that the guy is telling the truth? But it's merely, is it a valid identification? Did you identify the object? then certainly Mahani Simim and Atorah Medulei Boy Law, and this is the Ksoisus Raya. Yeah, and this is the Ksoisus Raya. And when the Gemara looks for a Nafkamina of Simon of the Arise of the Rabbanon, it talks about giving back a lost get. It doesn't say recognizing a dead body. We learned that before. This is the whole Ksoisus build up. Okay. Now the Ksoisus, so bottom line is we're not matir at Isha, the Eidusisha. The Simon and the Simon Benoni. I know it comes from members of Rav Asher with their comment about Metzia. The Kamar Nekav Yesh Mitzado is Ploni. In the Simon Muvik, Avul Nekav Bial Malo. Rav Asher Mesafkalei Simoni Midia Raisi Zirabonon. Vahosam Lekol Meimam Bishum Sveika Deboilo Ba Veda Ubishum Chashash Meshaker Demetzi Chose. Him came the Simon Muvik Nami Lo Mahani. Like it says goes the Shitoso, that when you have to prove that it's not a lie, then even a Simon Muvik is a problem. So if the Gemara says a Simon is a problem, a Simon Muvik is not a problem, it must be talking about a case that there's no Chashash Meshaker. Let's say the guy himself, not a Shliach. The guy himself is no Chashash Meshaker. So it's even by Simon Muvik. So Ravashi, Daf Yud Ches, must be talking about there's no Chashash Meshaker. Again, the choice is Lushitosa. That when there's a Chashash Meshaker, Simon Muvik doesn't help. So it must be talking about there's no Chashash Meshaker. An easy example would be if the guy himself lost the get, not the Shliach. If the Shliach were afraid, he's afraid he won't get his money. He doesn't want that guy to have kindness to him. So he's dealing with the dynamic of proving he's telling the truth. But with the guy himself, you're not chayshish that he can write another get. Like, we're not chayshish he's lying. But filuachi boy simen muvik biyoser. For Ravashi, at least, in the Daf Yud Ches, for some reason simen is no good. So he says, that's good rabbonon. Kain al korchok muchach, that's Ravashi's shita. The Lisa Kores Lo Mahani Asimin Yitzaratz Muso Avu B'Shembo Mishum Meshaker. So the Taka is a Shita. It is a Shita. Ravashi. That again, the Tzoyis' picture is that if it's just a question of identification, Simon is good with the Arisa. And if you find it's no good to be Matar and Isha, it comes from Ravashi and Daf Yud Ches. That's what it comes from, and that's Taka Aludin, that Midirabonon, and that's where the Rambam gathered from. That Midirabonon, you can't be Matir because of the Issacharis, the Machir, the Rabbonon were Machir. No, but there's no Chashash Meshaker. When there's a Chashash Meshaker, then even under the Arisa level, it's not enough. If you hold Simon of Rabbonon. But then it's Ravashi's Achidish, that's what it says. Ravashi on Daf Yud Ches is talking about pure identification, not Chashash Meshaker. And he says Simon is not enough, so that's Midirabonon. It's only Midirabonon it's not enough, because of the Issacharis. That's where the Rabbi got it from. Again, I'll talk with Mukhadil Issacharis when Mahani al Simon Mitzarat's Musa. It's Be'etzim not enough, I will be Shengu Mishu Meshaker. It's over her Rambam. The Gamra Vashi lo besafkalei b'di araisa elusirlei d'min atoira v'adi mani simen mitzarat muso kol sheibo mishim sheker. Yeah, that's what he says. Yes, theoretically, Ravashi himself.
How could that be that the araisa did the chumra in Issacharis?
No, Ravashi could hold that. You could learn that Ravashi is on the araisa level. The way we learned before we learned the tzais. But on the araisa level, a Simon Benini is not enough to be Matir and Issa. That's what we always learned until the Tzais came along and said, based on the Ramban and Chulin, that it's only because there's a Chashash Meshaker. So now he's saying Ravashi obviously is not like that. And now he wants to stick in that the Ramban understood Ravashi to be saying a Din Derabonon. But the Derabonon, you can't be Matir the woman.
Ravashi
wants to know if there's such a din. Ravashi Misafkala.
What, but in Chumra Durbani?
Yes.
And outside of Durbani, there's no such a
din. Ravashi Misafkala, if there's such a din. Ravashi Misafkala, whether or not there is such a din.
Of Chumra Durbani?
Yeah. That's how the Rambam understood it. We were learning the Gemara. We learn of Rashi the way we learned the whole sugya without the tzaddis. That is assuming on the deraisa level. The tzaddis again. The tzaddis came along based on the Ramban and Chulin, and he split the hair, split the atom. He said, Simon, the Arisa, a Simon as a means of identification is certainly the Arisa. And that's the bottom line. That's the Maskana. And the bottom line is that with the Supik of Simon and the Arisa, the Rabbanon, it's talking about as proof that the guy's not lying. It's not talking about as a means of identification. That's like the main Kiddush of the Tzitz. And the secondary Kiddush is that
he's not lying? By Tzitz of Rabbanon?
Go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Before we saw the Ktsoid, we learned Chesh Meitzah. We learned the Sugya. Our take on Sibonim the Arise of the Rabbonim, and that's most people's take, you know, the way you pass the story tomorrow, is the Sibonim help. You're not Machalic between identification and the Shaker, it doesn't exist. So the Simon help on a Arise level, or does it only help on a Rabbonim level? The Tzoyis comes along based on the Ramban and the Ran and Kulin and says, makes Chadish a Chil. Simen as a means of identification is certainly D'Oraisa. And that's the same type of Simen as, is it a horse or a donkey? It's called Simonim. That's D'Oraisa. And you have that to identify a dead body. But then you have cases of the simon through which you have to prove that you're telling the truth. Not only is it a means of identification, but also a Talmud Chacham, you can give back an Aveda with Tzvias Ayin. And you would give back a Talmud Chacham according to the Tzoyis. You would give him back, for sure, you would give back a simon on a D'Oraisa level. You would give back an Aveda. Not chashak, not chashak, not chashak. When there's a chashash mashaka, which is by aveda, to the average Joe, or a get, and that's why the Gemara says nafkamina to give back a get, the simonim. The Gemara doesn't say a nafkamina to identify a dead body, the simonim, which in such held obviously would have been a simpler nafkamina. I don't know if everybody has to hold that such a big tasha. Why did the Gemara chose this nafkamina? But the Tzoyis considers it very meaningful, and the question of Simonim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, as we know it in Eilu Metzias, the Shaila and the Rayas about whether the Pasuk of Asharis Aveda is talking about a simon or not, that's all the issue of proving that you're not a liar. And that's the question, whether it proves it with D'Oraisa or it only proves it with D'Rabbanan. One chiddush of the Ktsois. The second chiddush of the Ktsois is that if we're dealing with a chashash mashaker and we're saying that simon doesn't help on the D'Oraisa level to prove I'm not a liar, the same would be true by a simon muvuk. Simon muvuk tells the Ktsois wouldn't prove that I'm not a liar. Again, there are chokim on the Ktsois just in that prat, but that's what he holds it's not enough of a proof that I'm not a liar. Good. Then he has a Rambam. That's what we started off today. So he has a Rambam that says, again, he said the Rambam is probably not talking about a real Simon Muvuk. No, that's the Rambam flogging. But a real Simon Muvuk, you are Matir a woman to go get married. So the Rambam says, you're not Matir a woman to get married, you're a plain Simon. And the Rambam has this, because it's a chorus, or a mach. So again, in the Pashtus way to learn, the Rambam is fair. This is the Pashtus way to learn. You say, wait a second, the reason you're not matter a woman on the basis of Simonim on the dead body of is because Simonim is Rabbonim. And the Gemara said, if Simonim is Rabbonim, you can't be matter an Isser with Simonim is Rabbonim. But it's not because of Issacharis, and it's not because of Rabbonim, they were Machmir. That's not the dynamic. The dynamic is Simonim is Rabbonim. It's not enough to be matter. But according to me, I understand the Rambam very well. The Rambam makes a lot of sense. Because identify dead body really is one of the D'Oraisa. You know who came up with this idea that you can't be matir a woman based on identifying the husband with a simon? That's not the Gemara in Eilu Metzius, but Simon and the Raisa the Rabbanim. That's a Ravashi of Daf Yud Ches of Bav Metzius, the first paragraph of Metzius. There's a paragraph before Eilu Metzius. It's called the first paragraph of Metzius. And there's a Ravashi there that talks about Simon Mufat, yes, plain Simon, no. Says that, again, the Tzais is in his mindset. You can't be talking about a chashash mishakeh ravashi when that's the issue, because then Simon Muvik would also not be good. So you must be talking about a case where there's no chashash mishakeh. It could be, as I told you, when the husband lost to get, not a shliach, right? Or maybe it could be, I don't know, another case. Well, it could be Aiden. So there is a makor to say that even when it's just a question of identification, that's how the Tzais understood ravashi. A simon might not be good. So the Tzais understands that the Rambam understood that that's midirabbana. We're keeping with the mahalach that simon to identify is certainly good midiraisa. And now Rabbanan came along by the Issacharis and said you can't be matirinaceous ish based on that. And that's midirabbanan. That's Ravashi in the first parak's chiddush. And that's where the Rambam's coming from. Again, because if you learn the regular way, so to speak, the Rambam is fair. You learn the regular way, say, Simon is Rabbonon. It's not enough to be Matir and Isser. What's the Rambam come up with this? It's a Chumrid the Rabbonon because of the Isser Chorus, the basis is. Okay? So the place says, I'm cool with that. That makes a lot of sense. Really, it could be Matir, a woman, based on identifying a dead husband through a Simon. Really, you could. Because there's no Chashash Meshaker. There's no Chashash Meshaker. Everybody's void to Simon and the Arisa. And you could be Matar and Isser.
Why are you Matar?
And Ravashi came up with this idea to be Machmir. And the Rambam understood because of the Yisakarim. That's where the Rambam got it from. Ravashi in the first paragraph of Bumbin Siyah. The Soiva HaRambam, the Gam Ravashi, the Saskalei B'di Araisa, El Esrilei D'min HaTayra Vadim Mahani Simen, Yitzar Atzmuso, Kol Sheinbo Mishim Sheker, El Saskalei Yachmiru Barabonani Lo, trying to become Ravashi the Saskalei Simen Idi Araisa, Abu Midirabonan maybe Lo Mahani Mishim Chumra de Kores. I don't understand the next words. I can't figure out the next words. What's the Sa'id de Rabbonon? Vahainu da'afilu midirabonon. Da'afilu midirabonon. Nami mahani. Ulaze boy simen muvuk biyoser.
Avalba
lo echmiru.
Because of that
suffix. So what's the suffix of Ravashi? The
suffix
is derisive. Is it derisive of the Rabbonon? It's no good.
Yeah,
or
Rice is good,
and Rabbanah
is good, or even the
Rabbanah
is good. That's the
something. Only the Rabbanah is good. By, so why does he throw in by a simen mufak? Yosef. I will be alma lo hechmiru. I can't read the words. Oh, either Rabbanon, which means afilu be the Rabbanon mahani. There's no chumra the Rabbanon. Ulaze boi simen mufak be Yosef.
That's what he means, right? Because of that suffix
in Easter Chorus,
he has that suffix. That's
why
he's a Yisrael
up there. So, what's the second
side?
Simon of the Araisa in Ravashi now.
Ravashi.
Simon of the means that on the Araisa level, it's good, but with the Rabbanu and Machmeh because of Easter Chorus, and we don't allow a Simon to be Matar or Misha. O Dilma, or maybe Simonim is Dirabonon.
Also good on the Rabbanon level.
Also good on the Dirabonon level.
It's totally opposite how we read
it. Wait, but then why Simon move up Yosef?
No, so that's why he requires.
So then it's the same as the first side.
Requires a Simon move up Yosef.
That means with a regular Simon, you would not be Matthew.
Requires a Simon move up Yosef because he has that something.
Oh, he's already after the suffix. Well, Zeboy is in the move of Yosef means Lamaskana.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Thank you. So that's a weird, it's a very strange interpretation of the word Simon of the Rabbanon in Ravashi. It means even with the Rabbanon, it helps. Okay.
We had our whole thing. Simon of the Rabbanon.
adjust the shot there. That was also counterintuitive.
Yeah, but
it's one of the rice that means really.
That is according to the size of the second parrot, it means something else than in the first parrot. Very strange. Look around the Akhrenim. He doesn't even talk about it here. Abu Balmalo Echmiru. No, the Lue Choshe. Talks about this prat that the word Simon Gabon means something else. Okay, let's go right
there.
He goes for Rambam, number 11. He is a Tasha. Okay, let's go back. A new thing there. The Yisyasu b'zeh divya Rambam zeloshono hayla Aiden beget simon muvik. Now we're dealing with fairies with Aiden, and there's a lost get, and they have a simon muvik. Then shomu nekav yesh besados ploni. There's a hole on top of that letter, of the simon letter. So that's the Rambam. The Hasogazal cause arises afilu lishliach. It's not just by Aiden to recognize a get, but it's also to give it back to a shliach that lost a get. That's the rival.
That's a kasha, right? That's a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam should have said shliach also.
Well, that's the question. Is the Rambam, what's the machlokas? Well, if he kasati yesh lomar, that the shliach, what does the rival mean, afilu the shliach? When there's a question of chashash sheker, which goes to a rashba varan, that the shliach is automatically a chashas b'shaker because he doesn't want the balabais to be angry at him, or because he's going to lose what he was promised, the money. Him can't have all his fake in the shas b'bav mitzio nafkamina l'adure get b'shumech sechazi. Him can't, yeah. Him can't simen muva gomer nami lo mahani. So the rivet is like saying, like me, says the Kesos, that a simen muva doesn't help even the b'shaker b'simen b'yishome k'suma baruba. Was that cause of Hayyala Eidim? They ban Bishum Mishakar. So the Rambam, so for Simon Muvik to help, that's why the Rambam is talking about Eidim, and there's no Chashash Mishakar. So why do you need Simon Muvik? Wait. Oh, Elis Feka de Ravashi, the Atzmus HaSimon, Yachmir Be Rabbanani Lo, Ub Simon Muvik Gomor, Leis gimgum ba atzmus asimen, that it's good. No, Ravashi. That's where the simen muva comes into play. In Ravashi, suffer. But Rava Magid shem kozum asokas on Marvam afilu lishliach. So the Rava Magid says the Rambam's moided to this. Well, the female shakasati is woman. No, the Rambam holds the shliach is not nemon even the simen muva. Because then there's the chashash mishaker. And in the chashash mishaker, we don't care if there's a simen muva. It's Ami shakasavdu. My the Omer Avashim and the common neck of Yesh Besaros Kloni, I need the Comrie Eidim and the Lochashash Meshachim. So that's the precise picture of Simon de Reis of Rabbanan, vastly more complicated than is the Pashas. Built up the whole thing based on the Ramban of Kulin, based on saying Shat and Rambam, based on the Gemara saying Nafkamina to give back and get, not Nafkamina to identify a dead body, based on his idea that it is a Chash Meshachir, Simon Muvik doesn't help you. So that's the choices shown in you know, the rights of the Rabbanon. And the bottom line that you find the chilik, that you can't be matir a woman based on a regular simon, but only based on a simon muvik, that comes from Ravashi in the first parak of Bav Metzia, and that's why the Rambam says such a funny thing. Everybody's mind that the Rambam's funny. If you possibly that maybe Simon was the Rabbanon the way you simply learned. The Rambam has no business saying that they were machmir mishum chumra seishasish. So, okay. Now the Tzoyis embarks on a new chakira. V'reisi lachgor b'simonim emudafka ba'aveda avalohi simonim loy mahani simonim. The Tzoyis says, could you be mol simonim with simon? If you have a simon, is it like, you know, amigo lahoitzi lo amrino, right? And therefore, it can't be motzi moment. You need a more powerful proof to be motzi moment. So what about simon? Would you be, and here's the case. We may be yivamis. God, yivamis is a what? I'm not sure that's called the motzi moment. don't talk about it. Actually, it's called the Monsi moment. You say that the guy's dead, and you take it to the estate and give it to the yorshim, you're really giving it to the people that... What?
That mukhtar.
Well, I don't know who's mukhtar. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's mukhtar again. I don't know who the mukhtar is. Mukhtar. Aveda itself is considered nobody's mukhtar, because the owner's not here. We had that in the Shmaitz. The Motzei Aveda is not called the mukhtar, according to many achronim. We know it's not his. He's holding it for the owner. So that's taken away from him. He's not called the mukhtar. But there is a case in Yevamos, he has an A.B. Yevamos, Rabbi Shumshimi, there's a case of a pikadon, and the guy came to reclaim his pikadon, and he said it was Shumshimi, and it was in this barrel. He gave what's called a Simon Muvah Piyosi. The guy tied it, either I bought it from you, or I gave it back to you already, and this is my Shumshimi, my sesame seeds. Anyway, the bottom line is that they gave it to the guy who claimed it was a pikadon, and he proved it was the pikadon that he had given this person, and it belonged to him, me, and your tithing, it belongs to you, and they made them know that I gave you shumshimin in a barrel as a pikadon, and now I want it back. You claim you gave it back, and this is a different thing, and I give a simon muvah that this is what I gave you. I can name the number of marbles in the glass jar. Vase, I don't know. Whatever the simon muvah is. And I'm the emoji from a mukhtar. The guy's holding it, he's claiming it's his. And I give a simon muvah, and we take it. What?
To move up on the chepet?
Yeah, okay. That's a good morning. The shach has an arichus, the simon race side of Zion. The hell of the pshitas, the simon muvah vade mahani, vafil of a migu and unemon, meaning the muchsuk has a migu, tabuli migu b'mokameidu. The power of a simon muvah is as powerful as Adim, and the guy that's holding on to it, the muchsuk, his migu doesn't even help. Let's see. Omnam Dikr Simonim Kashali Tuva. Soys argues. You know that they're writing down the conditional thing. Soys argues with the Shach, that Simonim doesn't help to be Moit Simonim. The Laimani Shim Simon Mahoitsi. He says, the Bechulan Omer of Yitzhak Greater Amasharshia, Teda, the Tree Assign August Misimona, Tree Assign is better than a Simon. Nilo also betray the Amri Klanya Dai Simona by Simona Kotel Nafshe. If they say this is the guy that killed someone and gave him a hasra, we don't really recognize him, but we have a simon that this is the guy we gave a warning to. Lokat Linale, you don't kill the guy on the basis of a simon. Nilo Amri betray is what he say to Begabe Katlinale. That's a little funny to me. I mean, isn't that every case? Every case when Adam say Reuven killed someone. I don't know his roommate. They recognize him. Like the Gemara is making it into a special case. If they say we recognize him as Viasaya, I mean, that's every case. That's every case. Viasaya. They say roommate. Yeah, there's Eitan. And maybe there's not even called Viasaya. Maybe there's a Madrega above Viasaya. Where I say that's Eitan because that's Eitan. Not because I have Viasaya that's Eitan. I don't know. It's just funny to me that the way the Gemara says it is that if Adam say they have a Tviasayan, you can kill a guy on that basis. In the normal case, you know, that they say Reuven is a Chal Shabbos. So how do you know it's Reuven? What do you mean? Reuven. That's what he's saying. Yeah, it's funny. I wonder if anybody would speak out that that's called Tviasayan. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, we had what you're saying, knowing someone and recognizing someone. I
if you see someone, you say that was the guy that did it. You don't say Reuven, you say that guy did it. I saw him do it. Or you say, you know,
so you're saying Taka is the guy. So you're saying very possibly that Taka is a Madrega above Tvias Ayin.
Recognize the guy. We actually know the guy.
Right.
We actually know the guy. We just recognize him. You know the guy. We just recognize him. You see him around all the time.
There's a guy you never saw before, but you saw him do it. So you say that's the guy. But then there's a guy that you know. You see him every day.
Okay. Thank you. That's why Gemara makes it sound like a chiddush. You kill a guy on the basis. You don't kill a guy on the basis of simonim. But you kill him on the basis of Tvias Ayin.
But you don't need the top madrega, you don't need the guy, the funny lesson was funny
to me, but if you're reminding me that there's a higher madrega than Tvias Ayin, then obviously the lesson is no longer funny. That's what it says. You do kill a guy on the basis, so this higher madrega would be like Zek Kaley Van Veyu. I know the guy. I know him. Eitan, that's Eitan.
Yeah.
The other way is I don't know him, but I recognize him because of Tzvias Ayin.
I saw him do it, now I see him, now it's the same guy.
But the second case, you need your memory.
Yeah.
Like in the first case, you're not even using your memory. Would you say that? When I know the guy, I'm not using my memory.
My memory cells
are not being used.
It's on the top level. Well, how does it work?
I'm just trying to quantify when I recognize a guy since we assign, I'm using my memory.
The difference is the first time you see the guy, when you see the guy kill him, you already know who it is. So you recognize him. If you don't know the guy,
but you recognize him for your science. I like my Hagdara. You're using your memory cells.
The question is, you recognize the person. You know him. The difference is you recognize him the first time. When the person loses their memory, they get
27. That's Alzheimer's. You don't recognize the guy.
Is the memory?
I don't know if that's called memory. If I remember my first name. Like, I know my first name. I don't have to remember my first name.
It's like
Tvias Ayin, I also have to remember. Like, I don't recognize the guy. I recognize him through Tvias Ayin. I don't know that it's him. So I'm trying to categorize that high madrega. Why it's a higher madrega? Why isn't that just a fancy way of saying Tvias Ayin? I'm happy saying because you're not using your memory. But you don't accept that.
Why not just, you know the guy's name? You already have a box in your head for this guy. When you see him do the thing, you've already got a name for him.
But that's it. Whenever I want to remember your first name, I have to remember. Like, I have to remember.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but a mental block. I have to remember your first name. Hey, I don't know if I can... I don't know, physiologically, is there such a thing? Yes, as not using your memory. I know that. And the guy says 2 and 2 is 4. He's not remembering the moment of the day. He's not remembering the table. 2 and 2 is 4. He's not remembering. When you go watch 8 times 8, you have to go back to 4th grade, and the teacher's standing with a ruler about to hit your knuckles. You know, 8 times 8, 64. And that you have to remember already. Okay, it was just my way of explaining. I need to say something to understand what this higher madrega is. Otherwise, it's just a fancy Tvias Ayin. That's me.
Permanent.
What? Well, Tvias Ayin is facial recognition. What you're saying is a higher madrega. Okay. We have to stop here. Okay.
Maybe it's like Revzold's rush of semantic and experiential memory.
Oh,
what was that?
Somebody remembers, wow.